Subdivision 2022-15, Lands of Gator and Associates LLC and care of James Grant.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 28.48 acres plus or minus into five single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Burton Road, which is Sussex County Route 241, approximately 1 mile west of Sandhill Road, which is Sussex County Route 319. The 911 address is 22187 Burton Road, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 235.
Hey Matt guys, we're still having a meeting. Please keep quiet.
And the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 19, Parcel 7.00. And the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a letter received from DenRec Division of Watershed Stewardship. And we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Davidson, good evening.
Good evening. For the record, Mark Davidson, Principal Land Planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here representing this application tonight for Gator and Associates. And with me tonight is Mr. James Grant, who is the managing member of Gator Associates LLC. As part of the application, that when I was submitted the application for these four lots, I did submit Chapter 99-9C notes that I answered all 17 requirements, but I am going to touch base to make a record, but I'll try to be as quickly as possible here. But the application tonight is for four additional lots located along Burton Road, just outside of Milton, Delaware, on approximately 28.48 acres of land. Each lot size is 1 acre in size, which exceeds the minimum requirement under the permitted uses for a standard lot subdivision of 3/4 acre lots. So these lots are approximately 25% larger than what is required. In the 2019 comprehensive plan, this is a low density area. The four lots meet the requirements of a low density area. Specifically, it talks about where on site septic systems are used. Single family detached homes are permitted on minimum 3/4 acre lots. Again, each of these lots are 1 acre in size. Back in 2019, for the entire parcel, the entire 28 acres, and I should preface that, the remaining lands will be a little over 24 acres left in size on that remaining portion in the back, which is owned by James Grant himself. We did do a feasibility study on the entire 28 acres of land back in 2019. That is added in the booklet for the record, and that's the feasibility study that was done for that particular subdivision back then. As you can see on the right there is the letter from DenRec that is also submitted in there. Each one of these lots are capable of handling a gravity disposal area, more importantly, a full depth gravity. I have submitted site evaluations in the booklet that outline that all the other lots that have been subdivided out of this particular parcel along this road frontage, as well as these parcels can handle a full depth gravity septic system. So jumping ahead to 99-9C, just real quickly, the four lot subdivision is consistent with the area along Burton Road as it pertains to the pertaining lots along the state road. Again, we are proposing greater lot sizes than 3/4 acre at 1 acre each. There are no wetlands on the property. We are in a zone X for under the FEMA flood maps. There are no natural or historical features located on the property. The preservation of open space, as I stated, that these lots are 25% larger than the minimum lot size required under an AR1 zoning district. And therefore, it can be stated that the open space per lot will be greater, offering more yard space for recreation, gardening, and landscape planning areas. That cut and fill will be limited to those instances where it is required to achieve acceptable building sites and on-site wastewater disposal system placement. So the majority of the trees are along the front here. As you can see, along this area here. There are trees there. Majority of those will probably most likely remain. The four lots that are being built on right now, three of them have been built. The majority of those trees have been retained by that builder with the houses that are currently going up. The screening of objectionable features, detached single-family dwellings on these lots, meeting the code under the section 115.20A1 is being proposed for the lots, so nothing objectionable is being proposed that would require screening from the neighboring property. As I stated, each lot will have an individual well and on-site septic system as approved by Denerec. The prevention of pollution and surface water, the following initial soil disturbance or redisturbance, each of these lots will be planted and fertilized and seeded and maintained by each of the lot owners there. So positive drainage will occur from, that's part of the building code, the positive drainage from the houses. And as part of the requirements of getting a building code, they will have to submit each individual house plan to SCD under the requirements under those requirements. DLDOT approval for the entrance locations will be a part of this subdivision. We don't see that there's going to be any effect on area property values, as brand new homes will be built on each individual parcel. And if you look at the three houses that are currently being built on the previous four lots, you'll see that they are actually very nice, very large type single family houses. The proposed lots will be subject to the restrictions under 99.6G1 and 2, and those notes are on the subdivision plan currently. The project will have a positive benefit on schools by generating the economic benefits in the form of increased revenue. The four single family lots will have a diminutive impact on the area roadways. And then again, the compatibility with other land use areas, approximately along Burton Road, there's approximately 30 plus individual lots that have been parceled off other lands along the entire stretch of Burton Road. So these four lots are in compatibility, and there's nothing out of character of what we're asking for here. And then there's no effects on area waterways with this subdivision. So with that, that is my presentation for tonight. For this, we did submit a few conditions of approval for your consideration, and we feel that in accordance with the comprehensive plan, the subdivision code, and the zoning code, that our application meets the present and future needs, the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and general welfare of Sussex County. And
okay, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Yeah, we'll start with Ms. Hilly Stevenson.
Yeah, I got confused for a minute when had the subdivision. I thought, like, we're looking at four lots, right? So, but that's it. No, four lots.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They all have go out on Burton. So, yeah, no, good.
That was just for the feasibility study that we had performed for the entire farmland.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
No questions, sir.
Okay. Staff?
None for me, thanks.
Council? Nope, none for me. Thanks. All right, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. It's pretty sparse. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number, or I'm sorry, subdivision number 2022-15, Lands of Gator and Associates LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number, or subdivision 2022-15? Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2022-15?
Okay.
Any further questions?
No.
Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank